Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to your one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah! Yeah!
Jonas is unchained.
I see what you did there. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you on FSR. You can listen to this show as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Thursday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We will take you all the way up through the end of the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is night one of the NFL season. It is game one of the NFL season. We are fired up about it. You got a lot of people that are waking up and joining us on the Blowtorch. AM 570 LA Sports, ready for their defending Super Bowl champion LA Rams. Even though a lot of people feel like they're going to be dwarfed in attendance tonight from the Bills fans that have already embarked to Los Angeles, it kind of feels like a waste of a trip, though. Because wouldn't you want to escape Buffalo when it was cold out and come to a warm weather place? Instead, they're going to leave Buffalo.
I don't think they realize the heat wave that you guys are dealing with right now.
Yeah. Oof. It's pretty brutal.
Yeah. It's bad.
Although in that stadium, I heard it is it's a little bit chilly. Like they make sure the AC is cranked up. There will be no power outages there. I can assure you of that.
If they're cranking AC in there, and they're telling everybody to turn their AC off everywhere else, that would seem a tad bit weird.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's
deal with the elements the same way the people they tell it to turn their AC off from 4 to 9. You know, deal with that. Have that AC off from 4 to 9.
I wonder.
That's during the game. The game starts at 5 o'clock here.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
So they're supposed to turn the AC off in SoFi at 4 o'clock, and it not turn it back on until 9.
Yep.
So what would that roughly be if the game starts at 5? It'll end at what, 8?
In between, 8:30? Yeah, 8:30 local
okay,
time.
Okay, so no AC for y'all.
Yep.
Nope, no AC.
That's it.
You know, the governor rule.
Yeah,
you know.
And mask up probably. That's probably still in a still in existence as well too. How soon? You know what I wonder? How soon into the game do you think we get our first cramp? When's that happening? First half, second half?
Second half. You think first half?
Okay, Brady. It is hot. It is hot.
I'm assuming though, guys are getting IVs, so I'm assuming that. Like, they'll be good until that they get to the second half. Then that's when it's going to hit them a little bit.
Mm. I think
it's hot. That's all I know.
Now,
my clothes was getting cramps the other day.
It
was hot.
Was that
hot.
Out of practice, or were you at just hanging around the house? Because you had that tarantula who knocked on your door and said, "Hey, can I get a glass of water or something?"
Grown-ass man or woman. I don't know what the gender was.
Yeah.
Don't know the race of it, but I just know that it was a grown-ass spider.
Now,
yeah, came to the door.
Here's what we do know is that your Super Bowl pick, and by the way, we did make our season predictions, our Super Bowl picks and division picks. You can check those out at the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. But we did, one of LeVar Arrington picked the Baltimore Ravens, as I butcher that all over the place.
Well, it's so hard to talk about the Baltimore Ravens.
I know.
Up the name. It's just, it is what it is.
So LeVar had the Baltimore Ravens going to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl in his picks, but Lamar Jackson, the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, he's still trying to get himself a contract extension. He did update everybody as to what the timeline looks like as far as getting this deal done. Here was Lamar yesterday.
Kickoff, I would not be talking about a contract.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking straight Jets around kickoff time.
So as far as a deadline in your
the
mind?
The end of this week. The end of this week, Friday.
So there it is, Friday. That's the deadline. All right. So if there is no contract done by Friday, so Brady, when you are in Austin getting ready for Big Noon Kickoff, Alabama and Texas, if a deal's not done, it is over. There's no deal getting done this year. Can you believe it? How about it? That's called putting your foot in the dirt.
It's hard to believe it. You know, I think the one concern for Lamar is if he goes into the season and he has an injury, like let's just play out the hypothetical of the Dak Prescott year. I think his value is diminished that much more than Dak, only because Dak at that point, one, was on a record-setting pace in the NFL in regards to passing yards per game, but he'd already demonstrated kind of that ability. Lamar has been an MVP before in the league, and statistically that year it looked good throwing the football, but he really hasn't been able to replicate that either statistically or just how it's looked. Like, at times, their pass game has struggled, and some people point to Greg Roman. Some people point to the wide receiver. Some people point to him. Whatever the case is, that was not a concern with Dak. And that's one of the reasons why the Dallas Cowboys finally ponied up to it, because they had to at that point. They had exhausted the rest of his contract, and that was the position they were in. With Baltimore, I'm not saying they're going to move on from him, but maybe they would go the route of playing out the franchise tags instead of agreeing to some long-term deal that they don't feel comfortable with. If he's looking for the Deshaun, Watson deal, I don't think that's going to be out there for him unless they go out. He, balls out, wins the Super Bowl, Super Bowl MVP. This is like a Joe Flacco remake, right? Where Flacco is in a similar position and he's like, all right, I'll prove it to you, and does that. If that's the case, yeah, he'll get paid. He'll get that contract. But unless that happens, I don't know. I worry for him. Like, I hope he gets the deal done. I hope they figure it out. I don't care if it's by Friday or at some point during the season. Just because he is so dynamic and he does run more than most, eventually you get injured. I think we saw that a little bit last year.
That'd be pretty funny if a second Baltimore Ravens quarterback bet on himself and ended up getting paid. Just ended up striking it rich.
I almost wish I would have picked that story. LeVar, you picked that to basically be the case, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love for that to play out for him, and just the storyline of another Baltimore Ravens quarterback does it again.
I think if he's having a great year by midseason, they do it. I don't even think it has to be a Super Bowl.
You just heard him. The deadline is Friday. Okay? That's it. I mean, the deadline's Friday.
All right. With all that being said, I think that if he's doing really, really well, I think they come to him and they get it done like by midseason.
Like, that's what I think. They could wake me up in the middle of the night with vomit all over my chest, on the toilet, stomach flu, all like you. They could wake me up at any point. If they knocked on my door, I don't care when the deadline is, and tell me, hey, by the way, we're going to meet your contract demands, even though it's past your deadline, I'm signing the deal. Like this whole Friday, it's over.
He didn't say he's not signing any deals. He said he's done negotiating. You got to pay attention. Ooh. If you hadn't learned anything from Aaron Rodgers, you should at least learn to pay attention to the fine print of what people are saying.
Relax.
Good point. That is true.
He did say it's the end. I'm not signing anything. We're not doing any contracts. He said I'm done negotiating.
I wonder how far apart they actually are, because if it came down to it, if you just looked at it like this, all right, he's a quarterback that likes to use his legs. He saw his own mortality a little bit last year in being injured and not being able to come back and play. He's won an MVP. There's now an extra game added on to the regular season. He's you know, further along in his career now. I would assume you would look at this and go, it probably makes the most sense to try and get something done now, like we've talked about, because of the risk and everything that was just named off. So how far apart could they be dollar-wise that he just wouldn't even, I don't want to say cave, but wouldn't want to meet them in the middle? I mean, that's what I've always wondered. Like, how far apart? Because if he's looking for $235 million guaranteed, I wonder what the Ravens are countering with and why this has not gotten any sort of momentum towards getting done.
It's got to be closer to Russell's deal, right? I mean, as far as the maybe not extension, but guarantees at signing, or guarantees that he's going to get in the first 3 years.
Yeah, it just feels like I'm surprised that Kyler Murray's deal got done. I'm surprised that all these other transactions have happened, and we're still sitting here talking about, is Lamar Jackson going to get a deal? But what is the franchise number now? Like next year, like if they decide, all right, we're just going to tag him after the year, what we're looking at, what, it's over 40, correct? I'm almost positive it's over $40 million a year, the franchise.
I know Q's looking.
It will jump up obviously with some of the more recent deals that are signed for next year. I don't think he gets over 40 until the second year under the franchise tag.
And then it jumps.
And then obviously year three would be as well. But the numbers I saw were, if they were to play out the franchise tag the next 3 years, he would be somewhere in the ballpark of $125 million over those 3 years. So you could technically make the case that it would average that number you're talking about.
I mean, I don't know, man. They've got to be off by a wide margin for him not to look at this and say, injury-wise, risk, all that factored in. And I know he was saying that he doesn't think about injuries. That's not part of the conversation, but isn't anybody close to him saying, hey, man, your style of play, this makes a lot of sense to try and get a deal done now, or even a shorter-term deal?
Can I just say this? Sometimes I feel like that aspect of it is overstated. It's football, right? And he's a running quarterback. Like, it's a part of his game. Case closed. If I'm in his circle and I'm talking to him, I'm saying get the guaranteed money over X amount of years. Like, get your guaranteed money. Get your weight up. If they're willing to go to a certain amount that is maybe not as much guaranteed as Deshaun Watson, but is, as it was mentioned earlier, comparable to someone like Russell Wilson, take that cash, man. Take that cash. And listen, there's two ways I look at it. I say if you can get a tremendous amount of your contract guaranteed, no matter what, if they cut you, if you get hurt, no matter what, you're going to get that money. I'm saying if it gets to a certain number, there's a threshold, you take that deal. But then there's the other side of it where if, you know, people don't realize how long, like if you've played football since you were a kid, it's a little different than other deals because, you know, in regular form, you go to school right? You go to school, you get educated, and you figure out what you want to do in life. You go to college or whatever. You start specializing in it. You get a degree, and then you get a job to do it. And sports, like football, you could be playing the same game from 8 years old, you know, 9 years old, 6 years old, and you don't make any money until you're like 21, 22, 23 sometimes, right? So for the amount of time that you're playing and not making any money, if you want to bet on yourself for one season, I'm not going to eat your lunch over that either. If you're going to bet on yourself and say, look, I believe in me and I want to see where I'm at the end of the season, it could backfire because of the franchise tag. But if I'm in his inner circle, I say, go ahead and bet on yourself. You played all these years for no money anyway. You played about 10 years or so, you know, 12 years, 13 years with no money anyway. So what's one more season? You know, that could be the thought process too.
A lot of money, though.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. A
lot of guaranteed money that could be going bye-bye if we tweak a knee or something like that. Just I don't know, man. But hey, you know, he would know his body better than anybody else, I'm assuming. So I guess he's going to play this thing out. But, man, if he does go on a run and they win a Super Bowl, how many more millions have just been tacked on to whatever he's asking for? I mean, he's got like there's. I wonder how close he could get to Deshaun Watson's guaranteed value.
Can you do it like Chris Collinsworth? Can you?
I mean, I gotta tell you, this Lamar Jackson. You talk about guts. I mean, he bet on himself. He gets into the season, and yet here we are. He's raising the Lombardi Trophy, and I don't know. I mean, not only is he raising the Lombardi Trophy, he's gonna be backing up the Brinks truck and just grabbing whatever duffel bags he wants out of there. I mean, golly, if only he had a little bit left over, he could bet on some DraftKings, you know. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. We are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific through the end of the hour. But coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we're going to find out what is really going on. There's been some speculation. There's been some rumors about the health of one player in the NFL. We are going to get into that for you next with our NFL Insider right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so disrespectful. Come on.
Yeah, it is.
How could he do this?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You're going to piss off the fine folks at Glendale, California? How could you?
Yeah. Throw him up, Birdo. Throw him up. Yeah.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. For those of you listening on the podcast, don't worry, LeVar is just disrespecting System of a Down. Just disrespect all the way through.
The nerve.
Spiders.
Unbelievable. All right, so coming up in about 20 minutes from now, we are going to have another edition of the BQ News, the award-winning BQ News. By the way, do they ask about the BQ News on Big Noon Kickoff? Do they talk about some of the content that we...
No, not at all.
Okay.
Dang.
I mean...
We are so irrelevant in his other life.
Oh, Jonas. Come on, don't say that. That's not true.
We are.
Hey, are there going to be people behind you while you guys are doing on the desk for Big Noon Kickoff this Saturday?
Yeah, okay. We'll actually be outside of the stadium for the first hour and then inside the stadium for the second. So there will be plenty of people around us
so
for
maybe,
the shenanigans.
Maybe some people holding up some signs that say, I'm a homegirl too, Danny. What about me, Pac-Man?
No. Oh, it'd be cool if there was. I don't know that we've got the same audience that's listening
hey,
right now
Pac-Man.
That comes out to Big
Yes, I mean, that might be kind of fun, man.
What's the matter with you,
I mean,
Pac-Man?
Look, Jonas, I'm not disagreeing with you. It's just, again, I think we have a different audience
you,
that comes
man?
Out to that.
We're in Austin. We have an affiliate in Austin. They're listening.
Okay.
Right
well,
now.
Let me just make the request.
Okay.
For those of you coming to the Texas Alabama game and come by the Big Noon Kickoff set, please make sure to bring a sign.
Yeah.
That says any of the quotes or hashtags or whatever the hell we say on this show.
That'll be $10.
I will make sure to recognize all of those signs. Maybe even on live TV as well.
Look at me, Pac-Man.
You imagine that?
If somebody puts a Pac-Man sign up, I will be weak.
Oh my God!
All the way weak.
I will bring them on stage and get a photo with their entire crew if they have a sign that says "Look at me, Pac-Man."
Look at me, Pac-Man.
I promise you I
so
will.
Good.
I promise you.
All right. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on FSR. And right now we turn it over to Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter at the MMQB. You can get him on Twitter at Albert Breer. He's our NFL insider, our buddy. Every Thursday he hangs out with us here. Albert, what's happening? Happy opening night of football.
Yeah, and hey, thoughts and prayers to Brady for having to wear a suit in Austin, Texas this weekend outside. That sounds like no fun to me.
Yeah, it's going to be awful. I've never been a fan of these suit shorts that have now become a popular fashion trend. I've been lobbying our wardrobe department to let us wear suit shorts. So everything looks like normal besides the pants, which look like shorts.
I don't think it's going to work. Stand-ups where people would be able to tell anyway, or no?
Oh yeah, no, dude. Our whole first hour, we're outside like doing stand-ups and all that. We're going to be dying.
Right. Yeah. Because at the end of the show too, right? Like right before kickoff, you guys are sort of standing on the field, right? So
we're down on the field. I don't necessarily know if we'll be standing or not. That all kind of depends on what week to week and how much room we've got. So. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You guys, well, I'll tell you what. Things may not have gone your way last weekend, but I think you guys had a better one than Brian Kelly did.
That is true, but you had to be soiling yourself at halftime, given how that game had gone, at least the first half. I mean, knowing you as a Buckeye fan.
I will say this in all seriousness. Like, A, our team needed to win a game like that after the way last year went. Like, B, like, I was really impressed with Marcus Freeman's composure through the game. I sort of watched him on the sideline a little bit, and you know, being in the stands, you can do that. I think you guys might have something there, Brady.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, we held Ryan Day to his lowest output of his entire tenure at Ohio State. And then on top of that, like, did you forget we were leading y'all at half? I mean, it took a couple of plays, and we were down a few players that kind of impacted that game. But
we also didn't have our best player. We also didn't have our best player.
Here's the thing is, you know what my theory is on that? He got knocked out. Like, let's be real about this. Yeah. Brandon Joseph removed his soul from Jackson Smith and Jigba's body, and no one wants to acknowledge that.
Removed his football spirit from
him. Dude, I mean, there was no hamstring while he was going down. It was the hit from Brandon Joseph that took him out of the game. Look, at halftime, you guys regrouped. You guys realized, we're in a street fight right now. We actually have to fight back at some point, and Ohio State did. Look, give them all the credit.
See, this is why people listening on 13 Under the Zone in Austin need to show up and see Brady Quinn in person in the flesh, because this is what you're going to get. All right, hard-hitting football talk from Brady Quinn. Yeah. He's taking it out on you, Albert.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I mean, I'm happy for Brady and all the moral victories he could take on Saturday.
Yeah. I just hope you guys can beat Michigan, because they look really good. And last time I checked, I mean – man, I mean, Morsi rule in Ann Arbor last year.
Here we go.
Man, I'm just saying, I mean, it hasn't been that long removed since Michigan absolutely mopped the floor with you guys.
I think we got something for them, too. I mean, I think that winning that game that way will serve us well in 3 months. That's all I'll say. I think winning that game
CJ Stroud didn't look the same, man. He looked a little – after that first sack, he got hit around a little bit. Looked like he was a little – I don't know, a little off.
I'll be okay.
Albert, I wanted to ask you, because obviously with Josh Allen and the Bills, they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl, and they're in L.A. taking on the Rams tonight. You actually, and this just came out within the last half hour or so, but you did an article for Sports Illustrated talking about the moment that Josh Allen sort of took over, that was it sort of the back-to-back losses they had lost to New England, and then they struggled against Tampa Bay. So what happened? Why was that the sort of the line in the sand from where Josh Allen went from fun-loving guy to this is his team and his franchise moving forward?
I think one of the main reasons why, and it's really interesting because, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, who built the Bills into what they are came from Carolina, right? And they sort of compared it to the process that Luke Kuechly went through in becoming the leader of the Panthers and really kind of the alpha on the team that went to the Super Bowl in 2015. And, you know, they had said that, like, with Luke in Carolina, it was really a process of him becoming the leader because he didn't want to force it. And he didn't want, just because he was the middle linebacker, to, he didn't want it to happen in any way that was unnatural or didn't happen organically. And so as much as, like, the Thomas Davises and Charles Johnsons would push him and say, this is your team now. Like, you go ahead, you take it. Luke didn't want it to happen in an unnatural way. Like, he wanted it to happen organically. And all those guys, you know, who were in Carolina that are now in Buffalo, said it was the same sort of thing with Josh Allen, where just because he was the quarterback, just because he had the contract, just because he'd been to the playoffs a couple of times early in his career, he didn't want to force himself on the veteran players in that team. You know, the Micah Hydes, the Jordan Poyers, the, you know, earlier in his time, the Lorenzo Alexanders, the Kyle Williams. He wanted it to happen organically. And, you know, that moment happened for him last year. They lose that game the insane wind game on Monday night against New England. Didn't look very good. And, you know, then they come back against Tampa and they fall behind 27-3. And Josh had his moment at halftime of that game, where it wasn't just leading by example. It was getting after guys in the locker room. And then, you know, their first touchdown, you know, he has a zone read keeper where he runs it right through the gut of the Bucs defense and, like, just throws the ball as hard as he can into the wall. And, you know, just talking to the guys in that locker room on that team, it was like, it was almost like the light came on. But for Josh, it was something that happened very naturally and happened the way he wanted it to happen. And, you know, they did lose that game to Tampa, but they came all the way back and forced overtime. And, you know, you look what happened the next 2 months. They didn't lose again until that epic shootout in Kansas City. And so, you know, it's amazing to me, like, you know, like we look at where Josh Allen was 3 years ago, and, you know, you look at how far he's come, and now you see there may even be another level in him. It's pretty cool to watch. And, you know, I know the guys in that locker room have always loved him, you know, because he comes off as such a normal guy and doesn't put himself above others or anything like that. But to see it, like, sort of that the leadership piece of it come to life in a real organic way was a really cool thing and kind of drove that team down the stretch last year.
Hey, Albert, I want to ask you just about, you know, some of the more interesting storylines going into week one. We had a lot of quarterbacks playing their former teams. Lots being made of, you know, Baker Mayfield, the T-shirts, and taking on Cleveland. Who knows what to think in regards to what's been said so far from him and all that. And then Joe Flacco taking on the Baltimore Ravens. I guess maybe I'll start there only because we were a little bit surprised that the Zach Wilson injury, I mean, it was like, all right, he might start week one like a few days ago. Now it's always out till week four. Like, what do you make of all that?
I'd be at least a little concerned, Brady. You know, but the way his knee buckled there, and I'm not a doctor, so I want to preface everything I'm saying here with that.
Oh, don't worry. We're not going to hold you to it. And everyone else is reckless with these sorts of recommendations. So go ahead.
That's what we do.
I think I was thinking when I saw that happen, what everybody was thinking was, you see that little jiggle in the knee, it's non-contact, and you immediately think ACL, right? And, you know, I just talked to a couple people who know about this stuff, and they were, you know, they were saying, well, you know, like that could be some level of instability in the knee. And that's something you got to kind of keep your eye on. And then you hear it's a meniscus. And I mean, yeah, it was a trim instead of a repair, and a repair would have taken him out for the season. Yeah, but my understanding with that is that sometimes can be a Band-Aid. And so, you know, you do wonder, like, if they're giving him an extra 3 weeks, is this like he's going to have to be managed through the whole year? Because the knee, while, you know, it's not a season-ending thing, is something that he's going to have to deal with. And then you look at his style of play, and I think it's fair to ask those questions, you know, like, is he going to have to adjust his style of play a little bit because of the knee? And so, yeah, it definitely got my attention that, you know, Robert Saleh was saying 2 days ago that it's going to be week one, and now all of a sudden it's week four, or it could be week one, and now all of a sudden it's week four. And, you know, I put that together with some of the things that I've, you know, just talk to people who know about this stuff about when it comes to that particular injury. And I'm not saying it's time to, like, you know, push the panic button or anything like that, but I think it certainly merits watching when he comes back, both, you know, how he looks moving around and also how they're managing it.
AB, now when you have conversation like this about the health of a quarterback, it takes me into the Baltimore area and the contract negotiations with Lamar Jackson,
yep.
Tomorrow being apparently Lamar Jackson's self-imposed deadline. how far apart is it being, like, if you have any information on that, how far apart are they on this? And is it, you know, are they on the same page in terms of we haven't gotten a deal done, but there's no hard feelings or anything like that that are involved?
I mean, I think that this might be coming down to principle right now, to be honest with you. And I mean, I could tell you guys flat out, like, I don't think the raw money is the problem. You know, after Josh Allen got his deal at $43 million per last year, and this is, I mean, whatever, 9 months ago now that this offer was made, the Ravens showed a willingness to go to the number that Josh Allen got. So I don't think raw dollars are the issue. You know, and then, you know, I think you look at kind of the way that the whole issue of guaranteed contracts with quarterbacks is gone over the last 5 years. Kirk Cousins gets his deal, but then Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers and Jared Goff and Carson Wentz do conventional quarterback deals, and teams can point at the Cousins deal and say, that's the outlier. Same thing now, you know, with the Deshaun Watson deal that was done in March. Well, you know, Carr and Murray and Wilson have done deals since then. Those are all more conventional quarterback deals. So it's easy for teams to point at the Watson deal and say that's also an outlier. These contract negotiations are all about a player's willingness to say no. I had a really smart executive tell me a few years ago when he was in the quarterback negotiation, my job isn't to pay that guy what he's worth. My job is to find the number that he can't say no to. And I think for the Ravens, that's sort of been the issue, is these other teams have been able to find this number that, all right, like this player is not willing to say no to this number. The Ravens haven't been able to find that number. Now, you know, is that about the full guarantee? I think it absolutely could be. You know, and then you look at Lamar's style of play, right, and the way he's been used his first 4 years and the pounding he's taken and the fact that he was off the field for the first time because of injury for an extended period of time last year. And I do think that that complicates things. And I think, you know, Lamar's always looked at things a little bit differently. So it wouldn't surprise me, and I'm not climbing in a set, but it wouldn't surprise me if where some players would say after they get hurt like that, I just need to cash out and take what I can take. It wouldn't surprise me if Lamar looks at that and says, well, if, you know, I'm going to give you guys control and I'm going to take physical risk, then you need to take financial risk. So if I'm going to take the physical risk of playing for you for the next 5 years, well, then you need to be, you know, responsible for all of that financial risk on the back end. So it's a fascinating contract negotiation from that standpoint. Because I don't think this has anything to do with the Ravens believing or not believing in Lamar Jackson. I think as much as anything else, this comes down to the principle of, you know, guaranteed contracts and what they mean in the NFL.
Albert, before we let you go, we got about 30 seconds. You got a Super Bowl pick for us, AFC, NFC, and who takes it?
Yeah, I really stuck my neck out there and picked the Bills over the Packers.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The ball's on
you. I'll be honest with you guys. Like, they send me the predictions grid on, like, the Google Sheets or whatever it is. I mean, it took me about 45 seconds to fire through that thing. I can't even remember half my other predictions. But I do remember that I picked the Bills over the Packers to win.
Well, I mean, well, only five times in the history of the NFL has a Super Bowl favorite gone on to actually win the Super Bowl. So, I mean, the odds are stacked against you. It's kind of a gutsy pick.
I mean, it's amazing, though, if you look at, like, all, like, you know, people like me's predictions, you know, all the different, like, the pregame show's predictions, all that different stuff. It's like, I mean, I don't know. I can't remember the last time I saw it where a team that hasn't won a Super Bowl, like, was so overwhelmingly picked to win the Super Bowl. So yeah. It's a pretty unique thing. And, hey,
they
you know
look
what?
Really
like,
good,
going
though.
They're going to be really, really good. Like, I told you guys, like, I think a couple weeks ago, they had that look. You know what I mean? Like, the 07 Patriots, the Seahawks before they got, like, they had that look in training camp when I was there. This is going to be a different deal for them, though. I mean, they're no longer the team climbing the mountain. You know, now they got a target on their back, and it's going to be interesting to see how all those guys handle it.
Get him on Twitter at Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter at the MMQB, and a great article up. But you can go to his Twitter account if you're a Bills fan. Check it out. The story of Josh Allen, how he became a leader with that team. Albert, we appreciate it, man. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks,
Al.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here at Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, it's the BQ News as we put a bow on this bad boy. It's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield
windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, they were playing this in the linebacker lounge back in the day when Brady used to walk in.
Is this what they were playing?
Post game.
When you used to walk in?
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
You know we never went there, right?
I know. It's just the only one I can remember from South Bend.
It's kind of sad. I mean, there's Corby's and Rudy. I mean, you could have said Corby's.
I researched every sports bar in South Bend, and the only one that I can remember is Linebacker Lounge. So I apologize to our listeners in South Bend if you go to one of those.
Lounge.
Yeah, it's called Linebacker Lounge.
In South Bend?
It's the coach's bar, right?
Yeah, well, During Coach Weiss's time there, yeah, he said, look, he goes, our coaches need to have a bar to go to. That one's closest to the office and everything. He said, you know, that's their bar, so don't go there. Like, you don't want to put us in a conflict where you have guys who are legally able to drink that are players drinking with coaches. And so his thing was, that's their bar, don't go there, and they're not going to go to any other bar. So if they see you, if they happen to be at a bar that's not the Linebacker Lounge and they see you, they're going to walk out. That's their directive. So just don't go in the Linebacker Lounge.
See?
So it was not a place that we frequented.
How about it? What was the name of your frequent bar at Penn State, Lamar? What'd you have?
Frequent bar when I was there. Probably Champs. Probably Champs.
Champs? Yeah.
Probably Champs.
Champs. Not like a Hammerland or anything like that. Like,
we had a place that the name on the outside was called the library, but no one called it that. Everyone called it Finnegan's, which I to this day I still can't figure out. Well, we had a lot of bars. There's a lot of bars.
Bay 210.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Long Island, like that's the Long Island Mecca.
Yeah. CJ's, yeah. That was the football bar. Although that's been done over since then. I think it had like a building collapse on it at some point.
The G-Man. That was a good one.
It's a great spot.
Birdo. Yeah. Birdo, you don't need those in college, buddy. That's the thing is you don't need those sort of extracurricular activities while you're in college.
Yeah, those are called toga parties.
That comes to you, buddy.
All right, it is two pros and a cup of Joe. If you missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com after we go off the air. We will be back on the air to recap night one of the NFL, 6 a.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific tomorrow on a Football Friday. But right now, it's time for this.
News.
Turn on the news.
Let's go to the news desk.
What's the good news?
Here's Brady Quinn.
Yay!
I can't believe I'm even asked this question, but do you guys obviously know who Jerry Seinfeld is? I know you guys know who Jerry Seinfeld is.
Yeah,
right?
He's that guy that's not funny.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, that's a slap in the face, considering he had one of the greatest sitcoms of all time in Seinfeld. I digress. I'm not going to get into all that. He is a huge Mets fan. And in fact, he kind of went off on a rant about the Mets celebrating in season with the Timmy Trumpet at his live performance the other week at Citi Field of Narco, which for anyone who watched, that was awesome. Like that was one of the coolest things.
It was super cool. Yeah.
But in Jerry Seinfeld's defense, he said celebrating in season, we haven't won anything. It's bad mojo. And he does point out that this is the same as when the Baja men showed up to play Who Let the Dogs Out in the 2000 World Series. The series ended right there.
Yeah, what happened?
And he's not wrong. So it is kind of interesting that Jerry Seinfeld has to be the voice of reason in all of this. I've just thrown it out there.
I think the Mets had, what, a 10.5 game lead? And now it's a half game, or are they tied?
I think
my God, man. So you had a 10. Oh, boy. Well, look, it's at least they don't have to worry about the Yankees going to the playoffs.
Scherzer's on the IL now.
Yeah, that's too bad. DeGrom finally back. Yeah, it's a bummer. Well, hey, sorry, Jerry. You know, you can go back to making bad comedies.
And how about a story outside of the sports realm? We've got a North Carolina teacher who was busted for having relations with a student. Ugh. Whoa. She's arrested again. While on house arrest, she invited the same student over 9 times.
Oh, wow.
And this kid's only 15 years old. She's 36. I don't know what to do.
Was she going to pick him up? Was he riding his bike?
No, she's on house arrest. Like, she was messing him. He was coming over to her place.
On his bike.
Is he taking the power wheels over there?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a scooter or something.
On his bicycle. Okay. Imagine that. Like, he's riding his beach cruiser over. Like, where are you going? Pick up
Seems
some groceries.
Harmless. I'm going for tutoring. Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here. And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000. And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast. Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.